Welcome to the Sharing is Caring podcast. It's been a week or two since I've spoken to you last, but thank you for tuning in and listening. Today, I'm going to talk to you about mindfulness and educate you a little bit more about what it means to be mindful. Now, a common misconception about mindfulness is that everybody thinks it relates directly to meditation. Now, that's just not the case. Yes, meditation is a form of mindfulness, and you may think of mindfulness as being a form of meditation. But really, what mindfulness is about increasing your awareness. It is a state and it is a skill that we can all obtain. So how often do you think you live mindfully? How often do you think you are able to be present and here, living in the now? Without judgment, without thinking about things too much, and without limiting the external noise. Your ability to recognize when your mind is away from the present moment is being mindful. How to gently bring it back and focus on the task at hand or what you're doing in that moment is being mindful. Now, meditation is a practice that helps you be more mindful, but we're going to stay away from that today and purely focus on mindfulness. So mindfulness itself is about meeting each moment of life as it presents itself, with full awareness and without judging it. If you're like most people, and me from time to time, you're often trying to do two or three things at once, and you probably do most things automatically, without even noticing what you're doing. Perhaps, for example, you've woken up in the morning and you've decided to make some breakfast. As you wait for your breakfast to cook, you put the kettle on and then you start doing something else. You start checking Facebook, scrolling Instagram, start doing the washing up, maybe make a phone call, or maybe you start thinking about the conversation that you had yesterday. Maybe you're looking in the fridge planning what you're going to take for lunch. Your mind is not focused on cooking the breakfast. It's not on what's happening right now. Next thing you know, you're caught up in thoughts and feelings about the past or future. Without realizing it, you've disconnected from what is happening right now in front of you. You could be making an amazing breakfast that's going to set you up for a perfect day. Next minute, you've been so distracted and you've burnt your toast, overcooked your eggs, and you're going to work on an empty stomach because it's just not edible. Okay, so missing the full breakfast experience is not that big of a deal. There are, of course, times when we are able to think of more than two things at once, and this allows us to get things done more quickly and efficiently. The real difficulties arise, however, when your mind gets lost in stressful thoughts about the past and the future. Replaying things over and over and imagining the worst case scenarios about what could happen in the future. At its most extreme, being stuck in the past leads to depression and being trapped in the future leads to anxiety. Or it may be that what's happening right now is painful. In those circumstances, you may live in denial, avoiding painful feelings and situations that you can't accept or bear to live with. All this rewinding back to the past and fast-forwarding to the future is exhausting and rarely productive. I've got a few questions here that come from the book Mindfulness by Gil Hassan. Are any of these situations familiar to you? When I'm doing things such as a supermarket shop, waiting for a bus, washing up, or making dinner, I'm usually thinking of doing something else. I often find it difficult to motivate myself or summon up enough willpower to do what I told myself I would do. I often feel that I'm just spinning from one situation to another. Stop the world, I want to get off, is a feeling that I have. My mind is usually chattering with commentary or judgment about events or other people. I sometimes find myself going back over past hurts. I find it difficult to forgive. The more often you answer yes to questions like this means the more areas of your life you could benefit from mindfulness. So keep on listening. We all have this fear of psychologically cracking. It can happen, but it's very rare to actually have a breakdown. Finding out just how to be present and living in the now is one step you can take to becoming more mindful. Practices like meditation, yoga, going for a walk, exercising, are all things that can help you become more mindful. By focusing on that single thing for an extended period of time and mastering your breathing and inhaling and exhaling can really help you stop from feeling overwhelmed, exhausted, and fatigued. When this isn't attended to and we consistently go through the motions day in, day out, not being mindful and not being present, we aren't ready to achieve a level of mindfulness and it becomes harder. This leads to fatigue, being tired, and really struggling to find the motivation that you need to put it into your daily practice and especially your workplace. There's nothing magical about mindfulness. To be mindful simply means to be aware and engage with what's happening right now. It's about living in the moment. If you've ever been absorbed in a puzzle or a board game, been singing in the shower, or lost yourself in a good book or film, maybe you were writing a letter to or work that you were really enjoying doing, what I like to call getting into a state of flow, well then you've experienced mindfulness. The best example I can give is where you're sitting out in the ocean surfing, just waiting for wave after wave to come through and eventually pick you up and take you to the shore. You've got no concept of how long you've been out there, unless you're wearing a waterproof watch, but it feels like hours have gone past and you don't even know. That's being mindful. That's living in the moment. Children are great role models for being in the moment. You watch a child as he plays. He's not thinking about what happened yesterday or what he's going to do later today. He's absorbed in what he's drawing, making, or pretending to be. When he's upset, he yells and cries. Nothing else matters but what has upset him in that moment. He'll cry about it and then let it go. The offending situation has gone and been forgotten. This is being mindful, and you can achieve it too. With a little bit of work and the motivation, we can all be a little bit mindful and live happier, healthier lives. So just how do we move towards mindfulness? The first exercise I'd like you to do is think about a moment where you've felt really calm and really at peace. Take a moment and close your eyes and just think what it would feel like to be in that moment. Perhaps you're at the beach. Perhaps you're at your favorite holiday location. Think about being present in a time where you've really enjoyed it and you can really remember everything about that moment. What does it smell like? What does it feel like? What did it look like on that day? Was it a bright day? What were the colors? Who was there? Was there other people? Where was the location? Could you hear sounds? Was there music? Think about all those little things that made that moment so perfect. By now, I hope you've got your eyes closed and you can picture it clearly in your head. Think about the things that really made you happy, that really stood out. And as you do that, I want you to take a nice deep breath in. Think about all those things and a nice deep breath out. I hope you're really starting to feel like you're back in that moment. Maybe it was your wedding day. Maybe it was the birth of a child. Who knows? It could have been when you met your one true love. Could be just a time where you were really at peace. Take one more big breath in and then think about that thing one last time as you breathe out. Now, without even realizing, you've just done about 30 seconds of mindfulness. Because I'll bet you that in the moment that I was talking you through your perfect little example, you were completely focused on that one point and that one time that you were really enjoying life and being present and in the moment. What I challenge you to do is start to find some research and start to have a look at a few different ways that you can be mindful. There are two different types of meditation or mindfulness that you could apply in your daily life. The first is called single point mindfulness, and this is where you focus on one thing for an extended period of time. Could be as simple as staring at a tree, looking at a flower, focusing on something in the distance, and mastering the ability to just focus on your inhale and your exhale for that single point object and focus on it for about 7 to 8 minutes to start with. If that's hard, just build up to it. Pick something that you really enjoy. focus on it for 7 to 8 minutes, count your inhale and your exhale, and just breathe. The second type is called contemplative mindfulness, and this is a relaxation strategy where more of your in-depth meditation comes into it. This is where you shut off distractions, you sit quietly, you focus on your breathing, and you just watch what happens. You observe your thoughts, you let them come and go, and you let them flow. This takes time, but with apps like Smiling Mind and Mind Matters available on the Apple Store, that's Smiling Mind and Mind Matters, you can easily start to put some contemplative meditation into your day. Please follow along with my podcast. I'm trying to put in a little bit more effort each week and trying to really channel what I think your audience is going to enjoy. Try to keep this one nice and short and sweet and just give you a little taste of mindfulness. Hopefully this is going to help you to live a happier and healthier life. Stay tuned. I've got some really exciting projects coming up, including a new retreat based overseas for teachers. It's going to really focus on mindfulness and also professional development. And please just follow along. I really appreciate your support. Peace out.